The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Conor Lally, Security and Crime Editor of the Irish Times. You've been looking into driver disqualifications in the courts and the surrender of licences. And some of the numbers are extraordinary that you've come up with. First of all, tell us about the number of driving disqualifications in recent times imposed by judges across the country. How many would there have been?
Yeah, so as you say, Matt, over the last 2 years, so 2022, 2023, there were 16,900 drivers disqualified in the courts. Now, this is a separate procedure to people reaching the maximum penalty points that would actually put them off the road. These are essentially crimes, you know, driving crimes that go to the courts, and a driving ban is one possible outcome of each case. So as I say, 16,900 people disqualified in the courts from driving in the last 2 years. And when you are disqualified by the courts, you are legally obliged to hand in your driver's license. And if you don't, that's an extra crime that you can be prosecuted for.
Okay, so how many people actually did surrender their licenses of that 16,900?
Just over 800 over the 2 year period. So about 5% of people who were actually banned by the court handed in their driver's license as they were supposed to. So you really got this wholesale complete ignoring of that element of the law.
Conor, something else I just wrote from your piece, which actually was extraordinary, that a lot of these people never had driving licenses in the first place to hand in.
This was the bit that I was perhaps more shocked by, I have to say. Around 40% of people that are disqualified from driving during after a court case, it actually turns out that they had no driver's license to start off with at all. So even though, as I say, 16,900 people were disqualified from driving by the courts over the last 2 years, only about 10,000 of those people actually had a driver's license that they would have been able to hand in. And I just thought that was an incredible stat, that this sheer numbers of people going around driving who have no driver's license. I just thought that was absolutely off the charts.
Well, it probably fits with the amount of people who are not going around with any insurance either, and then we end up all paying for it on the basis of the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland covering the cost for any incidents that they're involved in. But then if you have that number, only 5% who hand in their licences, and if that itself has been an offence, does the state take further legal action against the people who don't hand in their licences?
Well, the state is supposed to take further legal action against those people. And once you essentially, Matt, take out the people who don't have any driver's licenses to hand in, you're left with about 10,000 drivers who have been banned from driving by the courts over the last 2 years who do actually have a driver's license to hand in. And of those, there were only 26 of them were prosecuted for not handing in their driver's license. And of the 26 people that were prosecuted, there's only been one conviction over the last 2 years. So from 10,000 people who were disqualified and who failed to hand in their driver's license, we only have one prosecution over the last 10 years, or 2 years rather.
Yeah. What conclusion, finally, Conor, should we draw from all of this?
Well, certainly the Park Road Safety Group, Susan Gray is a very active chairperson there. Her husband was killed in a road traffic incident back in 2004. Now, look, she basically takes the view, she has been highlighting all of these various issues, and she takes the view that if these people are being brought to court and they're, effectively starting their driving ban, and they commit a second offence of not handing over their driver's licence, and if no action is taken against those people, it really sends out the signal to them that even when they've been caught and banned, the law is still not being properly enforced, and they're effectively still being let go and, you know, let away with the fact that they haven't been handing in their driver's licence. So she's concerned that, you know, some of those people, even though they've been banned, they may just hang on to their driver's license and continue driving their vehicles, even though they are actually banned from the roads.
Conor Lally, Crime and Security Editor of the Irish Times, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.